Righto, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Look at those US job numbers in a moment. These building consents, I'm happy enough with that. What about you?
Yes. Good. I think is the answer to that, yes. Although, a bit of a difference between the residential and the non-residential. So let's talk about the residential. Look, Mike, it's one of the data series that's been trending up for quite some time, actually since the middle of last year, even though sort of actual construction, if we look at sort of building work put in place, hasn't started to react yet. Now, we know there'll be a lag, but actually consent started improving sort of, I guess, June 2025, and we haven't seen that building work move yet, but we have to assume it will. Now, if we look at the data yesterday, this is data for May, we do need to factor in that the April numbers showed quite a healthy month-on-month jump. I think they're up around 11%. So April then to May showed a 4% fall. So giving back some of that sort of intra-month volatility. So you had 3,801 homes consented in the month. But let's widen it out to the annual comparisons to escape that sort of short-term noise. On an annual basis, we've had 39,737 homes consented. So if you're recounting that number very knowledgeably at the water cooler today, call it 40,000. I think that's a defensible approximation. Highest level for annual consent since 2023. 18.5% lift from the same number for 12 months to May 2025. So that's a material move. Now, you've got to assume that by the Middle East conflict, that you would have had projects underway for quite some time. So you've got a lot of work that happens before a consent is lodged, and then once a consent is lodged until it's actually approved. So you would have expected that these things will keep rolling a bit. So if we have seen a sort of if there was a softening in activity due to sort of confidence dropping because of the Middle East conflict, we haven't seen it show up in the numbers just yet. But if it does happen, maybe it will happen in the next couple of months. So I mean, you might expect to see a little bit of softness coming through. Look, where's it happening? Auckland and Canterbury, basically. Auckland up 22% year on year. Canterbury up 30% year on year. Big numbers, eh? Yeah. Wellington kicking in with a 17% rise. Also saw a lift in Otago and Southland. Mike, I can't see how this is not positive news for the building sector. Now, you need to reconcile it with what it looks like. We have seen a bit of a lift in building costs. You've got the fuel in there, you've got materials. But this, I think it does suggest that there are better times ahead for residential construction. I mean, one would assume that, you know, a large proportion of these jobs will get done. Non-residential, though, might still looking soft on a value basis, down 3.9% year on year. So still weak confidence there. Contrasting, though, with the positive confidence in residential.
Right, US jobs, boom yeah. times in the football. What happened?
Well, it didn't happen, did it? So just to explain, so we normally get these numbers on the first Friday of the month, but because what day is it today, Mike? 3rd of July, which means tomorrow, 4th of July, which means it's a federal holiday in the US because they've got it on the Friday the 3rd because they've got the big party on the 4th. So we got the numbers early, which is good for us. Here's the headlines. Against expectations of 113,000, the US only added 57,000 jobs in June, so that's a pretty big miss. But not only that, the previous 2 months have been revised down by 74,000 as well. So actually the miss is about 130,000. But here's the thing, Mike. The unemployment rate was expected to come in at 4.3%. Despite these weaker numbers, it's come in at 4.2%. So unemployment actually improved. So how do you square that circle?
Given up.
Well, there was a drop in the participation yeah. rate. It went from 61.8 to 61.5. Now, that's a lot of people in a big economy. So people have dropped out of the workforce. And as you just mentioned, everyone thought we were going to get a big boost because of the World Cup. It didn't happen. So actually can't really explain that right now. Manufacturing payrolls do look a little bit weak. There is a trend decline in manufacturing employment over there. So look, it was weaker than expected. The corollary to that, though, is you get a weaker labour market. That could slow the hand of the Federal Reserve in terms of moving the Fed funds rate higher. And if I take a bit of a wider lens, the average monthly lift for the first half of the year is just under 100,000, about 92,000. So that's a significant improvement on the second half of 2025. So actually, yep, it looks, maybe it's a hiccup. The economy still looks reasonably robust.
Okay, what are the numbers?
Okay, we've got the Dow Jones is up 231 points. That's 0.45%, 52,540. But we are seeing some weakness in the semiconductors, those ones that rallied their socks off. They're starting to come back a little bit. That's affecting the S&P 500, the NASDAQ. So the S&P 500 down 0.63%, 7436 the mark there. The NASDAQ, though, down 1.3%. 336 points, 25,702. You had a good day in the UK. The FTSE 100 was up 1.67%, 10,652. The Nikkei, however, fell just on 2.5%, 68,733. The Shanghai Composite also weekday down 2%, 4028. The Aussies barely moved, up 1.8724. And the NZX 50, we lost 28 points, 0.21%, 13,582. Kiwi dollar is stronger because US dollar a little bit weaker, 0.5693 against the US, 0.8232 Aussie, 0.4980 against the euro, 0.4267 pounds, 91.71 Japanese yen, gold $4,108.
Here we go.
A little bit stronger.
Six.
Here you go.
Give me a six.
You can't do that.
Oh, come on.
Hey, mate, I'm just the piano player. Hey, $71.55.
Brent's in a six. All right, we'll wait for something next week. How'd Christchurch go, by the way? Did you go to Christchurch?
I'm in Christchurch.
Was it good?
Well, it was nice.
You're going to the rugby? You're writing that off against tax? Yeah. Is that like a tax deduction for the rugby?
Can you believe this? I'm losing the plot, aren't I? I come to Christchurch and then I fly out on Friday night. What's it?
Get your priorities right. Have a good weekend, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.